Welcome to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. Each week, this program airs interviews with people from Chicagoland, people who represent organizations offering important services in the WJCH listening area. Your host is Virginia Bean, who now introduces today's guest.
The holidays are coming very quickly, and many of our young people listening today are going to very likely get a brand new bicycle around Christmas time. But what do you do with the bicycles that you presently have in your garage? Maybe you don't have little people around the house anymore, and you don't need that bike. Is there a good place to put it where it can continue to serve? Today we're going to be talking with Alice Tyson, Executive Director and Founder of an organization called His Wheels International, based in Wheaton. Welcome to the program, Alice.
Well, thank you, Virginia. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, you and I have spoken a couple of times in the past, but perhaps we're talking to someone today who hasn't heard those previous programs. For the benefit of those people, or maybe just to remind us if we've forgotten, could you tell us how His Wheels International first got started?
Oh, yes, I'd be delighted. Back in 2003, it was actually Christmas of 2003, I met with a couple from Tanzania, John and Carolyn Mutenbeka. They were Billy Graham scholars at Wheaton College. And I asked them how our church could best help their ministry. And without hesitation, John said, if every family in the church gave $100, each $100 gift would provide a bike, allowing one pastor or evangelist to evangelize several villages, reaching many for Christ. What the Lutenbeckas didn't know is that I had biked on four continents and crossed the country twice, and my goal was to bike on all seven continents in all 50 states.
Have you done that?
I have biked on four continents and 30 states. But due to an illness, I had to stop cycling, chronic fatigue syndrome. And so when the Lutenbeckas mentioned this idea, I don't know what else they said, because that hit my passion. And I remember taking them home that evening and coming home and thinking I was going to go to sleep. However, God challenged me to give the price of my bicycle. It was a road bicycle that I was getting ready to go on a 1,000-mile bicycle trip with. The Lord challenged me to give the price of my bicycle, $1,200, to buy bicycles in Tanzania. The thing about it was, at the time, I was only making $450 a month.
Oh my.
And I thought, this sounds like foolishness. But God and I grappled for a few hours, and He won the grapple, and I gave the $1,200, and within a week, the entire amount returned without anybody knowing how much I had given.
How did you come up with the name His Wheels?
Well, that's quite a funny story. The guy who suggested that I begin His Wheels International is Bob Walker, well-known in the Christian writing world. And I was sitting in his living room, and we were having a Bible study. And I was looking at him and thinking of the names, and he had started a magazine called His. And so I was thinking, wow, I like that, His. And so then I thought, His Bicycles, His Wheels. I liked His Wheels. And then I was thinking, well, is it going to be His Wheels Africa? And someone said to me, oh, no, you've got to think broader than just Africa. So I thought, well, the word international sounds good. So that's how we came up with it, His Wheels International.
And you truly have become international in the last few years, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we have.
How many countries do you presently serve?
Well, presently in the countries, we have bicycles in seven countries of Africa, and we also have three of our hand-pedaled tricycles in African countries. And by the time this airs, we will have one in Peru with Johnny and Friends Wheels for the World.
Now, I want a lot more details about some of those things, but going back to the beginning of His Wheels International, Were you at first just giving away two-wheel bikes, or have you always been doing something with the tricycles?
Well, obviously my heart was bicycles, as I had said earlier. And so the first set of bicycles in Tanzania were all, that's what they were, all bicycles. But then the same guy, it was a missionary, who wanted me to change the name from Africa to International, he said, you know, in Nigeria, we really have a lot of those who are disabled. Could we get some tricycles with this money? I said, sure. And so through SIM, Serving in Mission, we partnered with them and got some tricycles that were built locally. So then in the summer of 2005, I was meeting with a African government official, and he said, wow, we need these in African countries, these tricycles, because so many people have been hit by landmines or have polio or other disabilities, and they end up walking on their hands and feet. They kind of have a hand shoe or a block of wood that they hold in with their hand. So you can see them going miles down the road walking this way. So I was thinking, well, maybe I could take a welding class, and I like to do things with my hands. I could take a welding class, learn how to weld, and build a tricycle. Well, hold on. God knew better than all that. And I was at a party just weeks later, and I met a guy named Kevin Nikolic, and he was a mechanical engineer. He said, you know, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the tricycles? So as of today, we have 11 tricycles. I've had some people put a value on it of about $1 million of prototyping, and all we have contributed to it is about $3,000.
Now, these are not like the tricycles that many of our listeners may think of when they think of a tricycle for their two-year-old. These are completely different. Would you describe them?
Yes, we have several different kinds, but for listeners' sakes, right now, we have built two different models. One has bicycle wheels on it, so it's a three-wheel tricycle, and the main piece in the front, where you would usually do steering with on a bicycle, that has both your steering and your pedaling. So your hands are doing the pedaling, because these are for people who don't have use of their lower limbs. And so we have one that's bicycle wheels, and we also have one that has wheelbarrow wheels, because one of our missionaries that we sent the first one to Africa with said, you know, I can get a hold of wheelbarrow wheels. I thought, wow, wheelbarrow wheels. I wonder why. But it's because of agricultural purposes that there are a lot of wheelbarrow wheels. And our hope is that these tricycles will be reproduced in those countries by the disabled, so to employ them and also to give them a means of transportation.
Now, just to clarify, whenever someone is riding one of these tricycles, they're actually turning the wheels with their hands rather than using their feet for anything other than just sitting there.
Right. Matter of fact, the gear system is on the front wheel. We've taken the back wheel of a bike and put it on the front wheel. And so everything is done between where you steer and the front wheel.
You actually have some photographs of these tricycles on your website. I have seen them, but would you share your website right now so someone might be able to take a look for themselves?
I'd be delighted. Our website is www.hiswheelsintl.org. INTL stands for International. So once again, it's www.hiswheelsintl.org.
If someone is not on the web but would like to call you for a question, could you give your phone number right now too, please?
Sure. Our office number is 630-510-1005. 630-510-1005.
Alice, could you give us some statistics as to how many bikes you have placed in the few years that you've been in existence?
Well, you know, you can't place bikes without volunteers. So we have had over 3,000 volunteer hours in the last, well, that's really a count from about for about a year. That includes 212 different volunteers since our inception. Just this year, we distributed 131 bicycles nationally, and those bicycles serve refugees from World Relief, and that we have served refugees from 18 countries through World Relief. It includes international students, and we have served students from 14 countries who have used their bikes while they're studying here in America. And in addition, we have served missionary families representing 32 countries and 31 different mission organizations. And what we mean by that is when they're home on furlough for a year of kind of building their support and things, they need, their kids want to learn how to ride a bike if they've never had the opportunity, and sometimes they use it for transportation to their work. So that's also included. Since our inception, we've distributed 572 bicycles. 55 of those bicycles and 7 hand-pedaled tricycles that we have purchased in African countries are serving nationals in 7 different African countries. We shipped 150 bicycles to Katrina in New Orleans through a partnership with Naperville Presbyterian Church over the last year. We had an Eagle Scout candidate who wanted to partner with us and get bikes to World Relief. And so 20 young men from Glen Ellen Boy Scout Troop partnered with His Wheels, and they spent over 100 hours and got 20 bikes in working condition to go to World Relief.
So they repaired them and polished them up and perhaps even painted them?
Yeah, we didn't paint them, but yes, they cleaned them up. And oftentimes we've received bicycles that have not been in working order. We will take those, but we do like bicycles also that are in working order. And so they fixed them up so that they were safe, working order, and they cleaned them up so that those who received it would feel that they had received something valuable. And then we've also distributed 29 bicycles through a Baptist church in Chicago Heights for Christmas presents to children in need. And all of our first 28 months of ministry from May of 2005 to August in 2007 have been done on a budget of $28,000.
Oh,
and we have a positive bank balance.
That is amazing. God is definitely touching this ministry.
Yes. As I said, we have 11 three-wheel hand-pedaled tricycle prototypes that this gentleman, Kevin, has built, and 5 of them are already out on the field. In April, we sent one. I took one out to Johnny and Friends out in headquarters, and they're looking it over. So we donated it to them. Then we have 3 in African countries, and we have 1 that will be in Peru by the time this airs.
Johnny Erickson Tada is known to many Christians as a disabled lady. Tell me about how you connected with her organization.
Well, that's an amazing story. I had prayed for years to have some connection with Johnny, and as my college roommate would say, that Johnny has been a mentor of mine through her books and radio shows since I was in high school. And so I prayed, Lord, if there was ever an opportunity to share our trike with Johnny and Friends, would you open the door? Well, he opened the door on all fronts. One of our young men who helps us fix bikes has Down syndrome, and his name's BJ. And BJ had come back from Johnny and Friends camp, and he said he saw the trike, and he loves to ride the trikes, and he said, take to Johnny and Friends retreat. Well, what I didn't know then, should have but didn't, was that his mother is on the Johnny and Friends Chicago board. So also in March, we did a Disability Sunday at our church, had the trikes there. We did a Sunday school class where we had the children try the trikes, and we explained about disabilities, and Johnny and Friends Chicago's team was there. So I went to, in the summer of 2007, in June, we went to Johnny and Friends retreat in Indiana with the trikes, and over about 100 families in a two-week time frame were able to try the tricycles as they wanted during free time of retreat.
So this is not only the person with the disability, but their entire family had a chance to try out the trikes.
Right. But also, simultaneously, in January, this young man whose name is BJ, the one who has Down syndrome, he and his family were invited to a class at Wheaton Academy to speak on what it's like as a family to live with disabilities. The person who was teaching this interim, it was a January one-week class on disability ministries, saw a picture, one of the pictures the BJ's family showed was him on our tricycle. Well, one of the students in the class was another person who worked with us, volunteered one day last summer, the same day BJ did. Afterwards, he went up and said to BJ's family, was that his wheels tricycle? Well, Nancy, the person teaching the class, said God just kind of pulled her by her collar and said, listen in. So she listened in, and she was all excited about our tricycle. She had just been to Peru last year for the first time with Wheels for the World, where they distribute wheelchairs, and she was a physical therapist. She had seen a tricycle that they had kind of put together. There are tricycles all over the world that people have tried to just do a makeshift of. And we're just trying to make it easier for them with our trikes. So she had seen this, and she said to the boy in the class, could you give me the information about this ministry? So she called me, or she emailed me and said, could we get together? In March, we got together, and within 1 month, God's blessing had orchestrated, had opened up all the doors for me to go out to Johnny and Friends headquarters. Within a month of meeting her, I had purchased the ticket to go, and while I was out at Johnny and Friends, I was able to meet with 11 different people. I was only supposed to have a two-hour interview or two-hour meeting with the head of Wheels for the World, and he asked me, I hope you didn't just come out here to see me, did you? And I said, well, yes. And by the end of the 3 days, his favorite line was, wow, you're living right, kid. And I don't know which I like better, the wow, you're living right, or the kid part of it, but he was amazed at how I was able to meet with 11 different directors, and I got to say hello to Johnny and her sister Jay that she writes about in her books. And so it was an amazing time. We're doing this partnership here of taking the trike to Peru in partnership with Wheels for the World. And we're just looking at, we're in the very early stages of seeing if how we might be able to work together.
We're talking today with Alice Tyson, who is the executive director and founder of His Wheels International, based in Wheaton. Alice, if some of our listeners are intrigued by what you've been sharing with us and are interested in volunteering or helping you out or donating a bike, how is it best for us to help you?
Well, of course, we always are accepting of financial gifts, and right now we have a matching gift in place. A generous donor has agreed to match up to $5,000, dollar for dollar, and that will end on December 21st. Also, we can use all kind of help. We're looking for space in the greater DuPage area for storing bicycles. We can always use volunteers to help with computer issues, to help with bicycle mechanics, to help in PR work. Wherever there's someone willing, we will have a job that will fit their particular talents.
You're also looking for bikes, aren't you?
Yes, we are always looking for bikes. If someone would like to have a bike collection at their site, be it a church or a school, we would really welcome that. We're getting low on bikes, and those who are getting familiar with our program are increasing in number. So our demand is has exceeded what we have in bicycles.
The bicycles that are donated, do they have to be in working order?
Well, we would ask that it not be a bicycle that is on the way to the trash, meaning that the chain is all rusted, the bike might be bent, the tires don't hold the air. But if just one of those things are out of line, like if it has a flat tire or maybe needs a new chain, we can fix those kind of bikes. But we would discourage people from bringing us something that obviously needs to go to the trash.
What about good working parts that don't even have a bicycle to go with it? I'm thinking, for instance, of maybe a spare wheel.
Yes, we'll take spare wheels and other parts, and we do maybe combine two bikes and to make one working bike. And we do have mechanics who help us. However, if there's some men or women out there who would, or children who would like to join us in fixing bikes, we have found that all ages have something to offer to the ministry.
Alice, you have three different projects that you're promoting right now. The first project is Global Trikes. Would you tell me about that?
Yes, our Global Trikes is what I've alluded to a few times as we've spoken, and that is that we have this trike project where we're trying to get our prototypes into the hands of nationals to see if we can start small, for lack of a better word, factories in those areas. And we have done it. So far, we are in the beginning stages of that. We've just sent one to Togo, West Africa, with a physician, and he's going to work to see if there's supplies available to put together a group who would look at it and kind of customize, countryize the bike. We know that the bikes, the trikes that we have built, have been built in America. We're grateful they have been tested by people with disabilities who have given us some phenomenal input. But now we know that each country has different needs and different things available. So that is our global trike ministry.
What about your second project, the International Bikes?
International Bikes, what we do there is we purchase bikes in those countries to help national leaders. This summer we bought 15 bicycles in Congo. Those bicycles will be used by local church leaders. They'll be the property of the church so that people need to run errands or get to places or help with whatever their ministry programs are, they will have a bicycle. And, you know, it's through the church that a lot of AIDS work is done. So we partnered with a national who actually has a radio broadcast. He started a radio broadcast ministry in Congo, and he is also a leader that's over many pastors, and he also worked with AIDS in the area. So these bikes will be serving many purposes.
On a previous program, you were telling me about how the trikes are so helpful to some of the new pastors in Africa who perhaps don't have use of their legs, and it gives them the opportunity to carry books and other materials with them. Would you talk about that briefly?
Yes. When we decided to get these bikes into Congo, I said, well, let's buy a couple trikes also. And he said, oh, I'm so happy you mentioned that. He said, one of the pastors that I'm thinking of in particular had his trike stolen a few years ago, and I don't think he's had it replaced. So It allows pastors to travel with dignity instead of on their hands and feet. And you can see on the front page of our website a picture of a pastor dressed in a suit and tie who had to travel on his hands and feet to get wherever he was going to share the good news of the gospel. So this gives him a mode of transportation that is one with dignity.
When you're talking about traveling on hands and feet, you're actually talking about dragging himself through the jungle using pieces of wood to protect his hands.
Yes, it's quite a sobering thought to those of us in America.
Your third project is called National Bikes. What is that?
Our National Bikes include the programs that we do here in the States. That includes providing bikes for the bike project we did in Katrina, those with missionaries in the area. You know, in the Wheaton area, we have a lot of mission organizations, so people often come home to furlough in this area. So the mission organizations are getting to know our name pretty well. It also includes the immigrants and refugees, and World Relief is only a half mile down the street. Their DuPage office is only a half mile down the street from us. So we work in conjunction with them. We've helped in benevolence programs in the churches when someone will come into a church and need transportation. We've helped with Koinonia House, a few of their ex-offenders. And so we've helped through benevolence programs with those who have been homeless. But our real goal is to mobilize God's work worldwide using these bicycles and tricycles. So we like to partner with organizations that have the ability to share Christ with the recipient of the bicycle or tricycle.
For our listeners who would like to be involved in any aspect of your ministry, would you share your address, your phone number, and your website one more time?
Yes. Our address is His Wheels International, P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Again, that's P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Our phone number is 630-510-1005. 630-510-1005. And our website is www.hiswheelsintl.org. hiswheelsintl.org.
If someone has bicycles or working bicycle parts that they would like to donate to you, should they just call you to find out the location where they need to be brought?
Yes, if they give me a call, we can set up a time to do that, and at that time I will be happy to, you know, we will work out the logistics.
And that phone number one last time is 630-510-1005. Alice, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners as we close the program today?
You know, Virginia, I'm grateful for your listeners because we have had several of them respond in the past, and so we would just be grateful to hear from even more of your listeners.
Thank you, Alice Tyson, for being our guest today on For Your Information.
Thank you, Virginia.
And thank you, listener, for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
You've been listening to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. The issues and opinions discussed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of this station. For Your Information can be heard every Saturday at 6:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. Tune in again next week for another broadcast of For Your Information.